among the military officials testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Kennedy asked Rumsfeld if he didn't think it's time for him to resign because of what Kennedy called gross errors and mistakes in the Iraq War. Rumsfeld said he's twice offered his resignation to George Bush, who's refused. Rumsfeld said that's his call. Senate Democrats today urged George Bush to consult with them on a possible Supreme Court nomination to help avoid the kind of controversy that engulfed his picks for the appellate courts. In their letter, they said the way to avoid the divisiveness and discord that occurred over past judicial nominations is through consensus and cooperation in the selection of future candidates. White House officials say Bush would listen to the views of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate if a vacancy occurred, but in the end, it would be Bush who selects the nominee. A round of high-level talks between North and South Korea produced an agreement to seek a peaceful resolution of the standoff over the North's nuclear program. Delegates from both nations appeared side by side after their talks. Previous rounds have only ended with the issuing of written statements. There was no agreement today on a date for stalled disarmament talks to resume. North Korea has boycotted the arms talks for nearly a year, citing hostile U.S. policies. However, North Korea's leader last week said they could return to the table if they get the proper respect from Washington. Each life has value. Those words from a Mississippi judge who sentenced Edgar Ray Killen to 20 years in prison for each of the lives lost the killings of three civil rights workers in 1964. 60 years, the total sentence, the maximum Killen could have gotten for the manslaughter convictions. The former Klansman is 80 years old. The Supreme Court ruled today communities can seize homes and businesses, with proper compensation, of course, in order to clear the way for private development to get new taxes. A lawyer for the Institute for Justice, representing families in the case, tried to keep their property, said the poor and the middle class, he said, will be, quote, most vulnerable, and the Constitution in the country will suffer. This is Air America Radio.
Is a country of entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, Ed Klein, the author of the fascinating new book, The Truth About Hillary, will be our very special guest for an in-depth interview on some of the astonishing facts he uncovered about New York's junior senator. So he had nothing to worry about. Plus, Joe Connison on the disgraceful new Ed Klein book. That's next on Franken
on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. I've got to be very careful tonight because I feel like I'm sitting on a powder keg and some smartass has lit the fuse. So I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be a little bit different. We're going to try to take as many phone calls as we can. Write the number down if you don't have it already, 866-303-2270. We have some sound for you. And then we're going to let her rip on this, the 53rd day. This is the 53rd day since the Times of London reported the existence of minutes taken at secret meetings attended by the highest members of the Blair government. The meetings showed how the Bush administration developed plans for war against Iraq based on absolute lies, deceptions, and fake intelligence reports. And since that war began, 1,728 Americans had been killed in combat. Thousands of additional soldiers have had their arms and legs blown off. They've had their hands and fingers destroyed. They've had their eyes blown out. And hundreds more have been driven to the edge of insanity. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including uncounted numbers of children and babies, not embryos, living, breathing children and babies, have been murdered by the United States. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this atrocity on the front page of every newspaper in the country, and as a lead story in every radio and television newscast? Why is the media in the United States not demanding the resignation and impeachment of George Bush and Dick Cheney? They are both war criminals who have committed acts of treason against the United States. That is stark and it's clear. Now, I have to say, I've almost developed severe whiplash trying to cover everything that has happened in this country today on our move to fascism. We were going to focus tonight on Republican graft and greed and thievery, specifically two stories, the looting of Iraq's treasury and the crimes of this thug, Jack Abramoff, who looted the treasuries of several Indian nations of just millions of dollars. Tom DeLay is involved in it. Ralph Reed is involved in it. Grover Norquist is involved. In other words, a who's who of the sanctimonious right in this country. Massive, massive thievery and fraud. It was on the front page of today's New York Times, on the front page of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They stole millions, millions of dollars, telling these Indian tribes, well, you know, they're going to have state lotteries, which will take away from your casino gambling. So you give me $10 million, give me $5 million, give me $15 million, and we'll make sure it doesn't happen. And the money then was filtered to Tom DeLay, Ralph Reed, Grover Norquist, just a whole shining constellation of these right-wing Nazis that are devouring this country. But that's going to have to wait. Because the Supreme Court today decided that it's okay if a city throws you out of your own home, literally, and gives it to Walmart or any well-connected Republican real estate developer. Your ass is gone. They want your land? Goodbye. Oh, and the Pentagon, it's revealed, is keeping a database on high school teenagers to use in God only knows what kind of recruiting practices. You like that? Now, that comes to Americans' youth courtesy of Bush's No Child Left Behind Act, which allegedly was about education. That's one of the hidden provisions. The schools, in order to get federal funding for education, must turn over pertinent information to the United States military. They have developed, according, I think it was CBS or ABC News, they have developed a massive, the Pentagon, a massive database that talks about your child, your child's GPA, your child's height, age, weight, whether or not he or she wears glasses, birth dates, mommy and daddy's name, religious affiliation, race, likes and dislikes. You think we're not living in a fascist society? Do you really? And also, the Senate Armed Services Iraq hearings today. Oh, Jesus. Karl Rove's outrageous comments about 9/11. The call for Rumsfeld to resign again. It's it's too much, isn't it? Huh? I'm trying to hold on until July 8th. That's when I get to take a vacation. I'm going to take a week off. How about you? Don't you have vacation coming up in the summer? We're going to start out right away with Karl Rove. This pig, this guy is a real pig. Anybody that doesn't think this guy defines American Nazism, you got to be kidding. Is there any doubt the neocons are declaring war on anyone who opposes their quest for global domination? Of course not. Was it last night? Rove was addressing a group of New York State Conservative Party members. Not Republican Party, not Democrat, Conservative Party. He made a statement that about Dick Durbin. He says, Al Jazeera now broadcasts the words of Senator Durbin to the Mideast, certainly putting our troops in greater danger. These sons of bitches, I'll tell you what, Carl, why don't you take a weapon and go take your pudgy ass over there and fight, okay? Or you're not going to now because Durbin puts you in danger? He added, no more needs to be said about the motives of liberals. I've got a motive for you. Oh, my God, these people. Oh, here's Karl Rove at this dinner last night for New York State conservatives.
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11 and the attacks and prepared for war. Liberals saw the savagery of the 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding to our attackers.
You son of a bitch. You filthy liar. Every single member of the Senate voted to support your criminal regime. All but, what, one or two or five members of the House. You filthy liar. You filthy, filthy liar. The comment is outrageous. Because we all know the resolution to begin the war on terror. A war that was built on lies and deceptions to authorize the use of U.S. armed forces passed the House 420-1 and passed the Senate 98-0. And nobody, Rove, you pig, mentioned indictments, therapy, or calls for understanding. Oh, my God. I think there's a limit. Is there not a limit to how much we are supposed to stand from this gang of neocon American Nazis? At what point? You know, I've asked this for the past almost year. At what point do you and I go into the streets, millions of us, like they did in foreign countries, like they did in the Philippines, for God's sake, like they did in the state of Georgia, like they've done in the Ukraine, like they did in Yugoslavia, at what point do we take to the streets and demand the resignation of this regime? It is not going to come through a legal, orderly, non-street demonstration process. Is it? Do you think it is? Are you waiting for the elections in 2006? Are you hoping that if the Democrats get control of the House and Senate, these sons of bitches will be impeached and convicted and removed from office? At what point? There has to be a tipping point. Now, the fact that this ruling in the Supreme Court today was handed down by so-called centrists and a liberal or two, and that the conservatives, the neo-Nazis, voted against it means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. Because who will benefit from this ruling? The people who are the heaviest contributors to the Republican Party will benefit. Now, more of these sound bites when we come back. Stay with us, and do get ready to make lots of phone calls, because I can't handle it. I just can't handle it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant, with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersin. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance, and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
Know the code.
GMO stands for genetically modified organism.
That's Richard Kaplan with the Public Environmental Research Group. GMOs are crops that have been manipulated in the lab where often bacteria, another animal, or plant is inserted.
There's a lot of genetic material added besides the gene of interest, and people need to realize that.
The FDA has a laissez-faire attitude.
The way that the Food and Drug Administration has approached genetically engineered crops since they were first introduced has been to do essentially nothing.
In the U.S., there is no safety testing required by the FDA.
It's a completely voluntary system that does not protect the consumer.
GMOs are designed to withstand large blasts of toxic farm chemicals. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Question. What has four legs, eight cylinders, and a box set of the 100 greatest road songs? Answer.
Well, hello.
The Gecko Mobile. Fasten your seatbelts, America. Geico is proud to present the Gecko. And he's headed your way.
Come see the Gecko, appearing at the Meadowlands State Fair June 23rd through 26th.
Yes, the Gecko from GEICO will be there in person to say hello, give away free gifts for the kids, and give you a chance to spin the Gecko wheel for a special prize. He may be small, but he's the biggest name in car insurance savings. And he'll be appearing at the Meadowlands State Fair at the Meadowlands Sports Complex from June 23rd through 26th. So look for him. He'll be looking for you.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. I've probably received 150 emails today about this Karl Rove thing, and obviously I can't, and I wouldn't do it to you to read all these on the air, although all of them are excellent. Karen sent this one in. She writes, she wrote this to 2020 at abc.com and sent me a copy. She writes, to whom it may concern, it's time to investigate Karl Rove. Instead of pursuing our enemies, he has attacked half the country. The whole country supported the Republicans and Bush after one of the worst attacks on this country. Karl Rove has politicized, used, and abused this event. President Bush has lied this country into an illegal war with a country that had nothing to do with 9/11. Karl Rove and Grover Norquist have done everything they can to undermine the institutions of this country, such as schools, public broadcasting, unions. It is time to expose these people. She signed her name. I would take it to the next level, as you know, but I dare not say it on the air. Press briefing today, as we continue with this, what happened today, Scott McClellan. I bet Scott McClellan either hated his job today or something with General Abizaid contradicting Dick Cheney's comments about the Iraqi insurgents, the fascist eminent domain ruling. It's not really eminent domain, but close, from the Supreme Court. The Rove debacle, Kennedy's call for Rummy's resignation. What a punk. Now here, McClellan tries to put some hazy spin on the Rove remarks, but the reporters aren't having it. A reporter named Jessica begins. She says, Scott, last night Karl Rove in a speech accused the Democrats of trying to send the terrorists into therapy and not responding appropriately to 9/11, whereas the Republicans, Rove said, responded appropriately. He's been called on to make an apology. Will Karl Rove apologize? And is this elevating the discourse here in Washington the way you said the president was going to do?
I know that the Democratic leadership at this point is offering no ideas and no vision for the American people, but Carl was simply pointing out the different philosophies and different approaches when it comes to winning the war on terrorism.
He said the Democrats wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding for our attackers. That's not injecting politics into the tragedy of September 11th?
I think it's talking about the different philosophies for winning the war on terrorism. The president recognizes that the way to win the war on terrorism is to take the fight to the enemy, to stay on the offensive, and to work to spread freedom and democracy to defend the ideology of hatred that they espouse and the ideology of tyranny and oppression.
President asked Karl Rove to apologize?
Of course not, Jessica. This is simply talking about different philosophies and different approaches. And I think you have to look at it in that context. If people want to try to engage in personal attacks instead of defending their philosophy, that's their business.
Oh, my God. Do you see how far into fascism we have become? Huh? It's astonishing. He says if people want to try to engage in personal attacks instead of defending their philosophy, that's their business. Like Karl Rove, you hypocrite? Oh my God. McClellan again. Some other reporters keep nailing Scotty on the Rove comments here. Now, as you listen to this, remember these neocons are the same dudes that skewered Durbin for reading the FBI report on Gitmo and rightfully comparing it to a Soviet gulag or the tactics of the Nazis. He never compared it to a Nazi camp or a death camp. He compared it to Nazis, and he was right. So another reporter says, Scott, going back to Jessica's question, are you saying that it's completely appropriate the way Karl Rove invoked 9/11 And what would you say to those who say that the comments were simply partisan and hurtful?
I think that Carl was simply pointing out the different philosophies when it comes to winning the war on terrorism. That's what he was doing. The President of the United States, you bring up something that's very important, has worked to elevate the discourse in this town and reach out to get things done, and that's what he's done. Carl was simply pointing out the differences that exist in how we approach the war on terrorism and how different people view it in a different way.
Oh, my God. So let me get this straight. Rove says liberals wanted to get therapy for bin Laden and other terrorists, and that's elevating the discourse? And anyone who takes issue with that kind of half-assed rhetoric is guilty of engaging in personal attacks? Yeah, that's what McCollum said today, because he understands full well that no one in mainstream media will rip his words to pieces. No one. No one will point out the murderous hypocrisy, the filthy lies used by this Bush regime to take us into war. Oh, they'll dance around it. They'll editorialize about it. But here we sit. More in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Little piggies crawling in the dirt. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
What more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
This summer, New York City kids who might otherwise be stuck playing on the sweltering blacktop of a city street will have a chance to spend the summer in a more tranquil place, if you help. The Gloria Wise Boys and Girls Clubs of New York and 1190 WLIB offer you this opportunity to send an inner-city child to Camp Air America. Please go to www.airamericaradio.com and click on the Camp Air America t-shirt banner to make a donation. And you'll not only change a child's summer, you'll change a child's life.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition live from Brooklyn. We're taking the show to New York's most populous borough and bringing all your favorites from the Morning Sedition crew with us. Plus, mayoral candidate Gifford Miller, Brooklyn author Nelson George, and rap legend DMC. And as a service to the people of Brooklyn, we're going to figure out who killed Biggie Smalls on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. If you're just joining us, we're playing some audio clips from today's very, very sad, sick, and busy news day. Then we'll take your calls and hear your thoughts on all this. We're talking about the Supreme Court's home seizure decision, Roe's comments, the Senate Armed Services Committee hearings, and the provision in the Bush's No Child Left Behind Education Act that allows the Pentagon to build a database on your son or your daughter. Now, let's turn from the useful idiot, Scott McClellan, to the smirking killer, Donald Rumsfeld. Listen to this outrageous comparison Rummy made in his opening remarks at today's Senate hearing, and he's trying to compare Bush to Lincoln, President Lincoln. No wonder Kennedy later asked him why he hasn't resigned. And just make sure you catch the extra special hypocrisy near the end of this statement.
In 1864, many, including President Lincoln himself, believed that he would lose the upcoming election due in part to the slew of criticism he was receiving for his prosecution of the Civil War. Speaking to an Ohio regiment, President Lincoln said, and I quote, "I wish it might be more generally and universally understood what the country is now engaged in. There may be mistakes made sometime, and things may be done wrong, while the officers of the government do all they can to prevent mistakes. But I beg of you, as citizens of this great republic, not to let your minds be carried off from the great work we have before us." Unquote. Though some pundits and observers and non-participants have criticized the American military with inaccurate comparisons and purple rhetoric, those of us who work with the men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces know otherwise.
Inaccurate comparisons? Like the one you just made, comparing the moron in the White House to Abraham Lincoln and the United States so-called Civil War, you compared that to our illegal, lie-based invasion of Iraq, you sick bastard? And why didn't you go a little bit further, Rumsfeld? What happened to Lincoln after he was reelected? He and his wife went to Ford Theater. You remember that, Rummy? Ted Kennedy. At today's hearing, the Senate Armed Services Committee. Now we've decided to play the long version of this exchange. We've decided not to play the long version of this exchange because it's important to hear the details Kennedy outlines about all of Rumsfeld's missteps in the war on terror. So listen to this and then riddle me this. Why does Bush want Rumsfeld to remain as Secretary of Defense? Why not let him step down? Listen as Kennedy nails Rumsfeld.
"You were wrong in September 2002 when you told the House Armed Services Committee that knowing what we know about Iraq's history, no conclusion is possible, except that they have and are escalating their WWD programs. And you were wrong when you told this committee that no terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. When General Shinseki estimated that we'd need several hundred thousand soldiers, you scoffed and said the idea that it would take several hundred thousand U.S. forces is far from the mark. And when the massive looting occurred after Baghdad fell because we didn't have enough troops for security, you callously said, stuff happens. You wrongly insisted after Saddam fell that there was no guerrilla war, even though our soldiers continue to be killed. In June 2003, you said, the reason I don't use the phrase guerrilla war is because there isn't one. You wrongly called the insurgents dead-enders, but they are killing Americans, almost three a day, and Iraqis with alarming frequency and intensity. You wrongly sent our service members into battle without the proper armor. When asked by a soldier about inadequate equipment, you said you go to war with the army you have. They're not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time. You exaggerated our success in training capable Iraqi security forces. In February 2004, you told this committee, we have accelerated the training of Iraqi security forces, now more than 200,000 for. That's in February of this year. In fact, we have far fewer actually able or capable of fighting then, and far fewer that are capable even now. So you basically have mismanaged the war and created an impossible situation for military recruiters and put our forces and our national security in danger. Our troops deserve better. Mr. Secretary, I think the American people deserve better. They deserve competency, and they deserve the facts. In baseball, it's three strikes, you're out. What is it for the Secretary of Defense?"
Well, that is quite a statement. I will say that the idea that what's happening over there is a quagmire is so fundamentally inconsistent with the facts The reality is that they are making political progress without question. The reality is that the American forces that are training and equipping and mentoring the Iraqi security forces are doing a darn good job, and the number has been going up steadily and consistently. And I'd be happy to have General Abizaid or General Casey mention the effective work they're doing. So I think I must say that I think that the comments you made are certainly yours to make, and I don't agree with them.
Yeah, and not only does he not agree with them, this son of a bitch has about as much honor as, I don't know, Jack the Ripper. You know, he stepped down? Remove himself? What he has done in his position of Secretary of Defense, what he did all the way back to the Ford administration, the Nixon administration, this man should be tried as the war criminal he is and locked up for the rest of his natural life. Now, after this smirking murderer's not too convincing defense of his own action in this miserable illegal war, Kennedy then returns to his main point. Why is Rumsfeld still in command?
Mr. Secretary, I'm talking about the misjudgments and the mistakes that have made, the series which I've mentioned, the disarming of the Iraqi army. Those were judgments that were made, and there have been a series of gross errors and mistakes. Those are on your watch. Those are on your watch. Isn't it time for you to resign?
Senator, I've offered my resignation to the President twice. And he's decided that he would prefer that he not accept it, and that's his call.
So if this were an honorable man instead of a smirking murderer who has committed treason against the United States and a series of war crimes that are just astonishing in their length and complexity, he would resign. But this man has zero honor. Using the Jack the Ripper comparison, he makes Mr. Ripper, Rumsfeld does, look like a church-going, tithing believer. Senator Carl Levin now questions General Abizaid, the top U.S. commander in the Persian Gulf. This is at the same hearing. Abizaid was sitting there today, along with a couple of other of these uniformed, what do I want to call them? Apologists for the Bush crime family? I don't know. They're 3- and 4-star generals. They can retire any time, get their great pensions. They know what they are doing. These are not stupid people. They may be amoral. They may be Nazis, but they know what they are doing. Now, later in the hearing, Levin exposed the massive lie that was Cheney's statement that the so-called Iraqi insurgents were in their last throes. Listen to this. This is the exchange between Levin and Abizaid.
General Abizaid, can you give us your assessment of the strength of the insurgency? Is it less strong, more strong, about the same strength as it was 6 months ago?
In terms of comparison from 6 months ago, in terms of foreign fighters, I believe there are more foreign fighters coming into Iraq than there were 6 months ago. In terms of the overall strength of the insurgency, I'd say it's about the same as it was.
So you wouldn't agree with the statement that it's in its last throes?
I don't know that I would make any comment about that other than to say there's a lot of work to be done against the insurgency.
Well, the Vice President has said it's in its last throes. That's the statement of the Vice President. It doesn't sound to me from your testimony or any other testimony here this morning that it is in its last throes. But
I'm sure you'll forgive me from criticizing the Vice President.
I just want an honest assessment from you as to whether you agree with a particular statement of his. Not personal. I just want to know whether you agree with that assessment. It's not a personal attack on him. It's any more than if he says that something is a fact and you disagree with it, we would expect you to say you would disagree with it.
I gave you my opinion of where we are.
Uh-huh. gave you my opinion of where we are. Please, Senator Levin, don't make me say something so the Dark Lord will slip into my barracks at night and kill me.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sand. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com, and we've been happily married for 3 years.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael on eHarmony, and we've been married for 3.5 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren. At eHarmony, we're about more than just a match. We're about creating marriages that have what it takes to thrive over the long haul.
After we said, I do, it was just the continuation of a wonderful romance and a wonderful friendship.
eHarmony couples are happier because only eHarmony matches based on what is proven to work in successful marriages.
The more I get to know him, the more I'm in love with him. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
If you're looking for the love of your life, get matched on the 29 dimensions of compatibility that make love everlasting. Log on to eHarmony and get your free personality profile today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? The GoToMeeting. You can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Oh.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 10 before the hour. Coming back after the break to top the hour, it's just going to be your phone calls. I've got one more soundbite here. But I want you to go to a website. A good friend of mine, Ski Anderson in Indiana, who with whom I worked at WLS before they got crazy and whacked both of us, just sent me a website, and I want you to go check this out. I just want you to see it. It's bushesamerica.com, but it's spelled B-U-S-H-S, bushesamerica.com/counting. Just go there. BushesAmerica.com, like BushesAmerica.com/counting. And you will find 1,724 folded American flags there. That's the death count of American soldiers as of yesterday. And with your mouse, put your cursor over any one of those folded flags and see what comes up. BushesAmerica.com/counting. BushesAmerica.com/counting. If you send me an email and ask me for it, I just don't have time to stop and do it. I'm sorry. BushesAmerica.com/counting. BushesAmerica.com/counting. Finally tonight, where concerns are sound bites, we return to the White House briefing for a Q&A on the Dick Cheney General Abizade contradictions. I guess the only question a true patriotic press geek would have is, why does the general hate America? But this pinko commie liberal bastard reporter asked the following. Scott, does the president agree with the vice president that the Iraqi insurgents are in their last throes? Do you think that the insurgency is growing weaker, Scott, or is it getting stronger?
I think you should put his comments in context because the president agrees that there is significant progress being made by the Iraqi people on the political front, and that's what the vice president was talking about in his remarks. You should look to General Abizade's comment, and he talked about that, and look at exactly what he said. There is a determined and ruthless enemy that we face in Iraq. They have made this a central front in the war on terrorism.
Abizade seems to have contradicted what the vice president said on the face of it.
Said there are more foreign fighters coming into Iraq than there are.
Well, I mean, we can selectively quote people, or we can look at the context of the comments.
You can selectively quote people? No, that's what you do. You selectively quote people. Or we can look at the context of the comments. Gee, what kind of context do you need to understand Abizade's statement? Here it is. There are more foreign fighters now than before. And the insurgency is about the same. We just played that clip for you. Does it seem out of context to you? No, of course not. Why not? Because you have a mind and a brain. Because you are not a Nazi. Because you didn't drink the Kool-Aid, or you didn't take the red capsule, or was it the blue? Hell, I never remember. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I've said that so many times in the almost year now that I have been working for this network. How many times have we sat down here at night? Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, it's astonishing. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, it's unbelievable. And it just piles one on top of the other. Unbelievable incident after unbelievable incident. Can you remember, Truth Seeker, back in the days when they were trying to, by the Republicans and this pissy media we have in this country, they were going after Bill Clinton, remember? And Clinton's popularity stayed at 60-62%, and everybody had jobs, and everybody was making money, And the people who got in and got out of the NASDAQ, not realizing that so much in the NASDAQ was a house of cards, not because of Clinton, but because of these scummy, filthy, lying Republican corporate masters who created the illusion. But a lot of people got in and got out. Do you remember that during 8 years of Clinton, in the military actions that he, in my opinion, illegally, sent our troops into, not one single American soldier was killed. Now, that is a very jingoistic statement on my part, and I accept it, and I understand it, million pieces. And Central Europe was dusted with depleted uranium. Okay, we stipulate that. But you remember back then in those bad old days of the Clinton administration? Huh? Compare it. And no, I don't like Clinton either. I don't. But compare what was going on in the country. Not in our consciousnesses or our consciences and our psyches, but just compare what was going on in the country during the age of Clinton. Compare it to this psychopathic nightmare we're in the age of Bush.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Yesterday I wrote a column calling Karl Rove a hypocrite. I was wrong. He's a super hypocrite and a thug. In that column, I noted Rove spoke at Washington College in Maryland in April and urged respect in political discourse. He said, quote, "Commentators should answer arguments instead of impugning the motives of those with whom they disagree." But in a TV interview on Tuesday, Rove said the Senate Democrats opposing the John Bolton nomination are, quote, "putting their commitment to politics above their commitment to doing what's right for the country." That is, he was impugning motives, not answering their arguments. That made him a hypocrite, but it gets worse. Yesterday he said that after 9/11, conservatives wanted to defend the United States and liberals wanted to, quote, "offer therapy and understanding for our attackers." He was again impugning motives and also lying. He's more than a hypocrite. He's a jerk. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bolton still in limbo.
fighting to get a vote on John Bolton's nomination to be United Nations ambassador. The White House accused Democrats today of refusing to negotiate in good faith, and Democrats said it was the White House that was refusing to cooperate. Bolton's nomination's in limbo after two failed attempts to bring it to a Senate vote over the objections of the Democrats. Barring an unexpected compromise, Bolton's hope for the UN job appears now to hinge on whether Bush will go around the Senate and give him a recess appointment to the post temporarily. Democrats have held up the Bolton nomination, demanding the administration check a list of 36 U.S. officials against names in secret national security intercepts that Bolton requested and got. They also want documents related to the preparation of testimony about Syria's weapons capability that Bolton planned to deliver. The White House says Andy Card, Bush chief of staff, reached out to Senator Joe Biden last night with what they called a compromise on Democrats' demands for more information. Biden's people didn't really think it was much of a compromise. They did not agree. China wants to buy Unocal. The third largest oil producer in China has made an unsolicited bid for the American oil and gas company Unocal. It would be China's largest overseas acquisition ever. Unocal has already agreed to be acquired by Chevron for nearly $17 billion, with regulatory approval already in place. Switching to an $18.5 billion Chinese bid would require extensive new regulatory scrutiny. Unocal says they will evaluate the bid, but the board's previous recommendation to shareholders to accept the Chevron offer is still in place. Confidential data from Japanese nuclear plants was posted on the Internet when a worker's computer software was attacked by a virus, according to a Japanese company. The government said it was investigating whether the data included sensitive information on nuclear materials. Mitsubishi Electrical Industrial Company said the information, inspection forms, reports, manuals used from 2003 to the present, probably appeared on the Internet sometime after March, but the company was unaware of it until yesterday. Nearly 400 people have died from heat-related causes across South Asia in the past 2 months, but it's hoped the coming monsoon rains might bring some relief next week from the soaring temperatures. At least 7 people collapsed and died yesterday in the Indian capital of New Delhi. Another 16 have died in 2 northern provinces over the past 2 days. That brings India's death toll from the heat wave to about 300 over the past 2 months. And more than 90 people have also died in the severe heat in Pakistan and in Bangladesh. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? The GoToMeeting, you can do it. With the click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim.
driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Ah, I'm feeling the exquisite feeling I only feel when I tune into The Randy Rhoads Show. Don't you just adore the real news and biting analysis you get on the show?
Actually, I love The Randy Rhoads Show for the tantalizing banter and humorous anecdotes.
Real news.
Humorous anecdotes.
Real news.
Humorous anecdotes.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Great talk, less filler. On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. I'm going to turn the program over to y'all for the rest of the evening. Here's what I want you to focus on. Pick one. And a lot of folks want to get in tonight, so you know, try to. I'm not telling you to, you know, just speak for a minute, but you know, kind of watch the clock when you're talking, okay? Because we really do want to get some calls in here. The Supreme Court decision that it's okay to seize your house, your property, and turn it over to a corporation. The one at hand has to do with Pfizer. Pfizer wants a whole neighborhood, you know, the pharmaceutical company, and that's the Supreme Court case. So the five of the justices decided that's okay. The other topic, Rove's outrageous comments that liberals wanted to get Al-Qaeda into therapy after 9/11. The next one is the Senate Armed Services Committee hearings today, where Rumsfeld was asked, you know, to resign. And the provision in Bush's No Child Left Behind education bill or law that allows the United States military access to your child's personal data for military recruitment purposes later on in your child's life. Everything about your child that has been filed in his or her elementary school or secondary school is available to the United States military. That is fascism. That is fascism by definition. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Philip.
Well, it's been another one of those days, and what I want to talk about real quick is something I posted today. It's a story about two guys in the military, and one guy's name is Casey Byers, and he died on June 11th, and a rocket bomb exploded under his Humvee. Well, his funeral was this week, and on the day of his funeral, Wednesday, they found out that his brother, Justin Byers, who was scheduled to be sent over into Iraq pretty soon, had actually thrown himself in front of a truck and killed himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, the twist on this story is the sick bastards, okay, the Phelps Klan was there with the God hates faggot signs. Now, Casey just had a baby daughter, so his sexuality really wasn't in question. I have no idea why they're there. But what really kills me is, you know, these Republicans and these neocons run around talking about patriotism and everything else, okay? Where were they talking about this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where were these guys? Where were the Republicans saying, hey, this is not patriotic. What are you people doing there protesting the troops? You're talking about Durbin talking about not respecting the troops?
Mm-hmm.
And you have this stuff to go on?
I know. But what you're doing here, Philip, is looking for dignity, honor, justice, truthfulness from these pigs.
Well, of course. There's none of that.
Yeah, that run the United States. And I'll tell you, the sense I'm getting is these pigs are not going to be running the United States too much longer. When I see the rage that is building out there, when I see the drop in Bush's so-called poll numbers, I think even the most right-wing knuckle-dragger can sit there and watch what happened at these Senate hearings today and realize that we are being run by a cadre of Nazis, and we have to do something to get our country back.
Absolutely. You know, and if people don't want to believe that, okay, and that doesn't spark them, I posted something today as well that I found later on today. And I'm going to give you the website.
Sure.
Real quick, if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
It's clicks, C-L-I-X, dot two, that's T-O, slash decontrol. Now, on the top of the post...
Say it again.
Okay, it's clicks, C-L-I-X.
C-L-I-X.
Dot T-O.
T, like Tom, T-O.
Right. Slash decontrol.
Decontrol.
Right.
At now, are you saying letter D, or are you saying D-E?
D as in David, control.
Okay, decontrol. All right, gotcha.
Right. So it says, warning, dead Iraqi teenagers. What it is, it's a post up there with actual photos. Of
oh, did you send that to me? Because somebody sent
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Yeah, I saw it right before.
It's incredible. You know, you can literally see where they place the weapons in front of these people to make the propaganda folders. And these are teenage kids, okay? And the report says they were playing soccer.
Yeah.
Iraqi kids, okay? So this is what we're doing. This is how we're winning the war on terror, Mr. Rowe.
Yeah.
You know? And one other thing real quick, and I'll let you get to another caller. This term insurgents really aggravates me as well.
Because
insurgents has been turned into the blanket term for terrorists. In other words, you know, people assume that insurgents are terrorists, and they're not. These are people that are coming in from another country to help a country that's been invaded. And people from Canada, people from Mexico, and our allies would come into our country if the same thing was done to us.
Yeah, we used the word we used to use when one country sends a military or fighters to assist another, the word was allies.
Used to be ally, but we don't have any allies anymore.
Well, no, I'm talking about allies of the Iraqi people that realize that the most vicious, amoral, destructive power on the force of the earth has entered their country, and their whatever justification we had for going in there was not sufficient to what has occurred since we got there.
Well, people need to watch their kids.
That's the truth.
Watch carefully, because the Nazis had the Nazi youth.
That's right.
You go back in history and you look back, you know, the people in Germany in the early 1930s.
Yeah.
They didn't think much was wrong either. They didn't think.
They started to smell the
burning bodies in the concentration camps.
That's right. The Nazis had Hitler Youth. We've got no child left behind. Thanks, Philip. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Rick is calling from Oregon. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I really, really like your show.
Thank you.
As a Democrat who is incensed over everything as much as you, I'm really glad you brought up the Supreme Court decision, because this is an unmitigated political disaster for Democrats, actually. The two people who made the difference in this vote were Souter and Ginsburg.
Isn't that horrifying? It's horrifying.
They are so out of touch with the reality of working class America and the fight to maintain housing. And their excuse was that people can just get busy in their local government if they don't like their local government taking their property, without realizing the single most important political players in local government across this country are development interests, because they depend on local government to build roads, do all the things they need to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the single most active political force in local government from East Coast to West Coast, and these people are largely Republican. So the Democrats have cited to take housing from working-class families, this is happening all over this country, and turn it over essentially to some of the most selfish Republican interests within the Republican Party, the development interest. Now, what's really shocking, and I want to put a call out to people today, is I call the National Democratic Party, trying to make them aware of what an unmitigated political disaster is, as we're trying to win back working-class voters across this country, to essentially tell them that we support, not we, and I don't mean that directly, but Democrats support taking the only asset they have in their life, the only piece of security they might have in their life, saying that in the name of something else or being out of touch, they endorse taking it. The Democratic National Headquarters tried to defend this action.
Oh my God.
I called the Washington State Party, where I used to live, and the Oregon Party, and they were, of course, horrified, because in the West, property rights and skyrocketing housing costs, putting working-class people out of housing is a huge issue. They were horrified. They don't know what to do. So I want to say to your listening audience, yes, the whole country is burning down right now because, you know, fascists are taking over, but our front room now is on fire. The Democratic Party has handed an issue which to working class people will be most important more than anything else, trying to retain their financial security. We need to all call our Democratic senators and representatives tomorrow and demand they stop everything for 5 hours or so and put legislation on the Senate and House floor to essentially put new federal laws in place limiting this kind of property seizure.
That's an excellent idea, Rick. The living room is on fire. You're absolutely right. Rick, thank you. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate what you had to say. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A 3-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
About 22 past the hour. Cindy just sent this to me just very quickly. This is just a couple of sentences, but I just want to dump this in. We've talked about this before, but this is from William Shire's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. It has to do with the immediate aftermath of the Reichstag fire. Here's what it says. Hitler lost no time in exploiting the Reichstag fire to the limit. On the day following the fire, he prevailed on President Hindenburg to sign a decree, quote, for the protection of the people and the state, end quote, suspending the seven sections of the German Constitution which guaranteed individual and civil liberties. Described as a, quote, defensive measure against communist acts of violence endangering the state, end quote, the decree said, or the decree laid down that restrictions on personal liberty, on the right of free expression of opinion, including freedom of the press, on the rights of assembly and association, and where concerned violations of the privacy of postal, telegraphic, and telephonic communications, and warrants for house searches, orders for confiscations, as well as restrictions on property, would be permittable beyond what was up to that point the legal limits otherwise prescribed. Now, it's pertinent on how many levels? I mean, use your own imagination there, truth seeker. But given today, the ruling of the Supreme Court, orders for confiscations on property are now permissible beyond the legal limits otherwise prescribed, right? Free expression of opinion, you can't express freedom, your free expression of opinion on the streets of the United States now unless you are herded like a herd of cows into a First Amendment zone, right? Freedom of the press? Oh, please. There is utterly no freedom of the press. It is now a corporate entity beholden to the Bush crime family for its very oxygen. The right of assembly and association? Tell that to people who want to get together and raise money for legitimate charitable work for people in Muslim countries who need that sort of support. Violations of the privacy of postal, telegraphic, and telephonic communications? Just substitute in there email, telephones, reading habits, visits to the library, lists of magazines you subscribe to, right? Warrants for house searches? Substitute for that, sneak a peek. Isn't that a cute little phrase? Sneak a peek. That is now a part of the law of this land. The Bush crime family can send police, federal police, into your home any time they want. Now, you tell me, one more time, is this a fascist state? And if not, how close are we to becoming one? You want Karl Rove's telephone number in Washington, D.C.? It's posted at America Blog, but it's here it is, area code 202-456-2369. One more time, area code 202-456-2369. I hope that's right. If it's at America Blog, I'm sure it's right. Back to your phone calls. Greg is calling from Hershey, PA. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. About a year and a half ago, there's a great article in New Yorker magazine about Karl Rove and his family history. And apparently, when this guy was 18 years old, his mom comes to him and says, "Hey, yeah, Karl, by the way, your dad is not your real dad. Your biological father lives somewhere else. We don't know where he is. We don't know who he is." Then, 2 years later, his mom offs herself and commits suicide.
Yeah.
So if anybody needs therapy in this country, it's this guy, and he's, you know, getting out all his issues through this stuff. I mean, this is just a morally corrupt man who has major, major issues.
I know, but wouldn't you agree that everybody, Greg, in the Bush crime family, look at these bastards, every one of them, is a pathological liar. Every one of them is a religious fanatic. excuse me, either Christian or Jew. Every one of them has got, to some degree, some greater than others, massive amounts of blood all over their hands, their feet, their clothes, saturated in their hair. I mean, sure, Karl Rove needs therapy. Tell me who in this Bush crime family does not.
And it goes way back to the grandfather, Prescott Bush. If you read the Kevin Phillips book,
right.
Prescott Bush and the Harriman brothers actually funded the rise of the Nazi Party, for God's sakes, and had to have their assets confiscated by Truman for trading with the enemy.
Well, I think it was Roosevelt.
I think it was Roosevelt.
Hey, listen, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'll come back to you, Greg, because we haven't talked very long. We got to take a break here. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You raise me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my
room. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
Know the code.
GMO stands for genetically modified organism.
That's Richard Kaplan with the Public Environmental Research Group. GMOs are crops that have been manipulated in the lab where often bacteria, another animal, or plant is inserted.
There's a lot of genetic material added besides the gene of interest, and people need to realize that.
The FDA has a laissez-faire attitude.
The way that the Food and Drug Administration has approached genetically engineered crops since they were first introduced has been to do essentially nothing.
In the U.S., there is no safety testing required by the FDA.
It's a completely voluntary system that does not protect the consumer.
GMOs are designed to withstand large blasts of toxic farm chemicals. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You know, in all this discussion by members of the Bush crime family about the term insurgents, as it's applied to people who are going into Iraq now, since we invaded and are trying to murder the entire country, And these so-called insurgents, I don't know to what extent it's true or not true that they are flooding in from other countries. Let's assume that it is true. Well, Marcia in Linwood, Washington writes in, so were the French who assisted in our Revolutionary War insurgents? Yeah. But the caller we were talking to, what happened? It just disappeared? All right. Steve is calling from Fargo, North Dakota. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Schultz made a hell of a point at the end of his show today. He said, Rove, he doesn't come out. He's not a loose cannon. He's not a guy who's going to say something about just come off the cuff with something. So I think what he was saying is that Rove came out to say this because where the president made grounds last year in the election was with 9/11. Uh-huh. And what was happening over the last couple of weeks, last 6 months, is that the American dialogue has been more about Iraq. This will set Bush up next Tuesday night for his speech to come back to bring 9/11 back into the fold. And I think that's a fairly salient point, and I hadn't thought of it like that. But I just don't trust Rove to make an off-the-cuff, loose cannon comment. He's more calculating than that.
Yeah, you or Ed Schultz, whoever came up with that, you're absolutely right. These people are as calculating as they can possibly be. Not Bush. Bush is an utter moron. But the people who are manipulating him, and he goes along with it willingly because he thinks this is great fun. You know, he gets to be a wartime president, and he gets to bomb things and blow things up, and continue his practice of murdering people like he did in Texas. So, Cheney, Rove, Wolfowitz, whoever it is, I think you're absolutely right. All of this is calculated. It's figured down to the last comma, the last turn of a phrase, the last charge against Democrats or liberals. So I think you're right. When is Bush's speech? Next Thursday?
Next Tuesday evening he comes out with his telling us why Iraq is still a good thing, and he'll probably give us a couple freedoms on the march, and
yeah.
Got him on the run, we're going to smoke them all, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well,
I do think that, you know, this, what Rove did kind of twofold is we're talking about 9/11 again, which helps them with the hillbillies out where I live.
Right.
And number two, Cheney was taking a lot of heat for the last throws comment, and it's over the last 24 hours, it's been all Carl and no Dick.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Jesus. All right, thanks. Thanks for checking. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. I don't think there's any question that Rove was deliberate in his remarks. No doubt at all. Yes, he was giving a prepared speech, and these Bushies never go off script. So, yeah, I agree with our caller. I wonder, you know, when Bush gives his little talk next Tuesday night, if it is going to be focused on Iraq, which it probably will be, because, believe it or not, that's what's killing him right now, in the polls. In the polls! Only in the polls! With the broad spectrum of Americans, there are certain groups, like retirees, who are destroying his ratings because of his stand on Social Security. But when he gives his talk tomorrow night or Tuesday night on if it is a focus on the war in Iraq, I wonder if he would invite Cindy Sheehan to come and speak. You know, one of the founders of Gold Star Families, Gold Star Families for Truth. Hello, Mike. Knock knock. Anyone home? Cindy Sheehan ought to be invited to speak. The day that happens is the day they'll be giving drinks of ice water in hell, and I understand that, and so do you. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, welcome to the program.
I think the most important thing to do is to get the Republican Party to change their mascot.
Yeah.
From the elephant to the hyena, because they need an animal that giggles as it feasts on the dead.
That's, oh God, that's, oh, is that so true?
This Supreme Court ruling, it sets the stage for the modern equivalent of the land clearances in Scotland in the 1700s.
You're way over my head now. What was that about?
They decided that lowly peasants who who owned the land, well, they didn't really need it as much as businesses did, so they just drove them off and said, it's not yours anymore, it's ours.
Huh.
And they dressed it up in some kind of legal jargon.
You know, it's sort of like what we did to Native Americans in this country.
Well, here they just went ahead and killed them. They didn't bother trying to make it look legal, except in maybe a few cases.
That's true.
With the phony treaties and stuff. Right. Are you familiar with the work of, speaking of animals, these right-wingers who get all bent out of shape about the
right.
Nazi comparison?
Right.
Here's my motto. If it looks like a goose, swims like a goose, honks like a goose, and most importantly, steps like a goose.
It's probably a Nazi.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Mickey Herskowitz? He's a sports writer in Houston. He's also the ghostwriter of Bush's autobiography. Of course, Bush couldn't write a postcard, so
that's very true.
What he says is, Bush told him that he wanted this war so that he could exceed what his daddy did.
Sure.
So that he could get his domestic agenda passed, because he couldn't do it without being the leader of a country in wartime.
Right.
So I'm thinking, no wonder they're trying to push all this Social Security nonsense and all this other stuff. They're so much in favor, they're willing to kill to do it.
Is that not an impeachable offense? Is that not a treasonous offense?
Okay, I'm too young. I wasn't around when Nixon prolonged the Vietnam War to get his own sorry ass reelected.
Right.
So this is the most vile thing from a president in my lifetime.
Yes.
I wasn't really here for Nixon. He wanted a war, and this is as of 1999, this is before he even ran for president, saying all this stuff about how he wants to start this war.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most disgusting thing. That puts him right up there with Caligula.
It does indeed. Let me ask you something, Lance, in your opinion. I've been kind of dancing around this issue for almost a year now. What's it going to take for millions of Americans to really start to take to the streets? It took 5 years of the Vietnam War. It took from 63 till the end of 68, beginning of 69, actually 64 until the beginning of 69, before the first massive anti-Vietnam War demonstrations took place.
I think what it would take is if another September 11th happened, and then people finally wised up, gee, we gave away all our rights, we let them kill off 2,000, 3,000 of our soldiers, slaughter God knows how many people in these other countries, and we're still no safer now than we were then, so it was all for nothing. Other than that, I think there's a kind of moral leprosy that's infested the country.
Mm.
I think a large number of people just sort of knuckle under and scrape and everything, and it makes me sick. That's why that Richard Durbin thing made me sick to my stomach.
I hear you.
He makes me sicker than Karl Rove. Karl Rove is just an evil pig. Richard Durbin apologized for something he didn't even say. How whipped these people are?
It's just awful. It's horrifying. That's horrifying.
I think we need somebody to get some nerve. I think he needs a plank of wood about 18 inches long and about 6 inches wide and strap it to his back. It needs a little stiffening.
Or do something with it. Lance, thanks. I appreciate what you had to say. You take care, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. From Kentucky, Jeffrey is calling. Jeffrey, unless we've just lost all our phone calls.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I'm a political prisoner in training, living in one nation under surveillance, subjected to watching stage-managed democracy, brought to us by the Bush crime family.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Well, here's what I want to talk about. Well, probably two things, because I've been getting real educated by listening tonight, and I've been waiting very patiently. First one, it's that military database that is getting the names of children that are in high school.
I think it's below high school.
Oh, below high school.
Yeah, it's starting. They're targeting high schoolers, but they're starting to gather. If I heard the report on ABC tonight, they're starting to gather information on kids as young as 12.
Ah, yeah. See, this has me worried, because I have a niece and a nephew, and their names are going to be withheld. But one of them, my niece, she is almost 12.
Hey, can you hold on, Jeffrey? Hold on just a second. Let me do this break and I'll come back. Let's pick it up with your knees. This is Air America. I think one of the things, I don't know if anybody realizes this, but there is a provision in the this requirement of providing all your child's pertinent information to the school, which then turns it over to the government. You can, as a parent, opt out if you have the courage. Did you know that?
And then education, we passed a great education bill. This is a good piece of legislation because it sets clear priorities. It encourages accountability so that no child is quit on.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob.
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay. What we're doing is we're taping the entire three-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight. And if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't
want George W. Bush would be coming to this
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Nine minutes before the hour. I should have figured Cindy Shane would be listening. It's Gold Star Families for Peace. She says she likes Gold Star Families for Truth, too, which is what I called it, Gold Star Families for Truth, but it's Gold Star Families for Peace. If you haven't been to that website, you should. They do have a website, right? Cindy Shane would be an excellent one to confront George Bush, as would a whole lot of other parents who have gone through what Cindy's gone through. Very quickly here, Michael in Phoenix emailed in, I'm about your age, Mike, which means I was draft age for Vietnam in the 60s. An increasingly voracious draft is what motivated us most then. If they reestablish the draft, then the young and their moms will wake up again. This has to do with my question about what's it going to take to bring a couple million people into the streets. Were we talking? We were. Jeffrey. All right, Jeffrey, thanks for holding on. We were talking about your niece.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not. It's just she's only 12. She's going to be 12 in July, and she's
right.
Just an innocent kid. And, you know, she's left-leaning like me, yeah, and I'm pretty far left-leaning. But I didn't know you could opt out of that, but I'm pretty sure my brother will take the option to opt out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. But it also sounds like it's not just something that has to do with No Child Left Behind. It also sounds like the Patriot Act.
Oh, it does. But this was part of the trickery, treachery, lickery, lechery that is inside just about every single piece of Bush-signed legislation. These bastards are out to destroy America.
Yeah.
They're out to destroy our children. They're out to murder us all. I don't know why that's so hard for some people to understand, Jeffrey. I just don't get it. Now, I know these right-wing fake Christians, they love it because they want to be raptured anyway, and so it doesn't matter to them. But I don't know why more people don't understand what this regime is out to do.
I know. Having read Fahrenheit 451 in 1984,
mm-hmm.
and seen how they've actually come to reality, I mean, it's a scary time, Mike. And
I'll tell you one more you need to go back and read again. I'm sure you read it at some point in your youth, is Animal Farm.
Oh yeah.
The other classic by Orwell, and I think if people will read that. Again, it gives you an insight. You know, the older we get, when we go back and read that stuff, the more all of a sudden insightful it becomes. It was always that way, but we change. But that's one of the reasons I use the term pigs. I'm not trying to pick on a certain class of animal, or I'm not using a leftover term from the 60s. It is in direct reference to Animal Farm. What happened with the pigs in that novel?
Yeah, of course, and. You know, I mean, I'm actually going to watch this speech that can I say SOB?
Can you say what?
SOB.
You just said it.
Oh, well, I'm going to hear what this Texas son of a bitch has to say on Tuesday. Because if he says we're going to stay the course and stay in Iraq, I mean, every time somebody gets killed, I mean, the lyrics to Pink Floyd's Welcome to the Machine are still going to be going around in my head. Because that's what he sent us into, is a machine of death.
That's it, exactly.
As soon as some GI gets killed, I can already hear, welcome my son, welcome to the machine.
Yeah, I hear it too. Jeffrey, thanks for checking in.
You are quite welcome, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Ruth is calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Ruth, welcome to the program.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Ruth. How are you?
Listen, my comment was kind of stolen by the email that you read. You had asked what it was going to take to get people out in the streets.
Uh-huh.
And I firmly believe the draft would do that. You know, I think there's just a certain class of people fighting this war. I think it hasn't touched a lot of lives. And as long as it's other people's children fighting the war, people don't care. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping maybe this registry that they want to get together on eligible men and women will wake some people up.
You mean while they're still innocent children?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Right. You're right. Maybe that will wake people up. But I still think until they're knocking on the doors of people that would have never expected this to touch their lives, mm-hmm. you aren't going to see people out in the streets. And I think that's such an incredible shame.
Yeah, it is. Because what that indicates or what that means specifically is that we don't respond in this country anymore unless we're responding to military action, to a war. That the fact that this is a criminal enterprise that's destroying our Constitution, that's destroying our job base, that's destroying our retirement, destroying our education system, destroying the social fabric that we have carefully woven over the past 75, 80 years, none of that brings us into the streets. It seems like it takes, as you are very adroitly pointing out, it takes a war. Why?
Well, and the other sad thing, it becomes sort of a vicious circle. The more people lose economically, I think the less empowered they feel. They become one of those nameless, faceless masses, and it takes money to get heard in this country, and it just becomes this vicious cycle. And it's just... I share your frustration. I want us out there marching. I want us out there speaking out. I could spend the rest of my life dedicated to the corporate pigs that pulled some of the crap that they pulled in corporations, but I don't know what to do.
I hear you.
The Enrons, I'm so upset by it. And
this used to be a country where there at least was the illusion or the facade of justice. Even that is gone. Ruth, I have to leave it there. Thank you so much. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us. To our WLIB listeners, have a nice night. I'll see you tomorrow. Switch over to the Internet or Sirius, and let's keep this going. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in 3 sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a 4-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. House began paying tribute Thursday to Americans who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. Lawmakers started reading the names and ranks of the 1,917 servicemen and women who have died while serving their country. Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel organized the tribute.
God bless and keep each of the brave Americans whose memory we now honor. Specialist Stephen Daniel Conover. Staff Sergeant Daniel A. Batter. Private First Class Rayshawn S. Johnson.
He said the nation owes the troops and their families a debt of gratitude. Emanuel said the American force is often referred to generally, but rarely are the troops thanked individually. He added that the tribute will help ensure that the nation never forgets their sacrifice. The names are being read in chronological order based on when they were killed. Congressional Democrats are demanding an apology from Karl Rove, one of President Bush's top advisors. During a New York City fundraiser, Rove suggested that Democrats never understood the consequences of the 9/11 terror attacks. Rove said, quote, "Liberals saw the savagery of the 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding to the attackers." New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton called those remarks outrageous.
He needs to retract those comments.
The White House is standing by Rove's remarks. In his daily news briefing, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Rove was telling it like it is. A congressman from New York wants to make the country's buildings safer in the wake of 9/11. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has been looking into why the World Trade Center collapsed and what can be done to prevent a similar incident in the future. Congressman Anthony Weiner says the lessons learned may prevent history from repeating itself.
This report that was released today represents a very important step forward in helping us make future buildings safer.
Weiner says he is crafting legislation to make some of the report's recommendations a reality. Measures include requiring all structures to adhere to local building codes, creating national construction standards for the use of steel and fireproofing methods, as well as making total building evacuation plans mandatory. The annual Judy Garland Festival kicked off Thursday in the late movie star's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Polly Ennington of the city's Judy Garland Museum says there will be some very special guests who appeared with Garland in The Wizard of Oz.
Our munchkins will be here on Friday and Saturday, so you can meet all the ones that are able to come. Not everyone was able to come this year. There's only about five left.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. but I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Ed Klein, the author of the fascinating new book, The Truth About Hillary, will be our very special guest for an in-depth interview on some of the astonishing facts he uncovered about New York's junior senator. So he had nothing to worry about. Plus, Joe Connison on the disgraceful new Ed Klein book. That's next on Franken.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. You know what we're talking about tonight. Let's just get right back to it and continue the discussion here. One more time, the phone number is 866-303-2270. And by the way, Cindy Sheehan's group, Gold Star Families for Peace, the website is, and most of you know this, gsfp.org. Natalie is calling from Davis, California. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. And if, I guess Cindy's listening, so hi, Cindy. She's a friend of mine. We did one of the fundraisers for GSFP a couple
months
ago.
Great
folks. But I wanted to talk about the No Child Left Behind Act and the whole opting out process.
Was
gutsy enough to do it? I've been working on this for a couple years with the ACLU, and it's actually pretty cool because the way it was written is the schools do have to cough over the information whenever the military asks for it unless the parent has opted out or the child themselves, that's 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders that this applies to, they can go in, the student themselves can just go into the school office and say, okay, you can't give over my information unless my parents specifically give you written permission, which is kind of like opting in. So the kids have a lot of power, and that has been great. In Davis alone, we've been able to triple the amount of opting out because the students are doing it for themselves. And I know you have a lot of young listeners out there, so they have the power to do that.
Now,
and
what happened?
Community out east that 80% of the students have opted out.
Okay, let me ask you, what happens, you've been working on this for a couple of years,
yeah.
What happens, let me back up a little bit. If a kid decides in a school district, public school district, where there's a morning prayer and it hasn't been found out yet, if a kid decides he doesn't want to do that, or she doesn't want to stand there and say the Pledge of Allegiance, I guess the ruling is now they can leave the room. And no kid is going to do that.
No.
Because the peer pressure would be murderous. So
yeah.
No kid is going to do that. Now, what about the opting out? What about peer pressure? What have you found out about kids who actually opt out or parents who opt out. Are their tax returns then audited? What happens to these parents?
No, and well, California, we've got such great privacy laws in California that no one ever finds out. I mean, I don't know if it's going to lead to an audit, but I haven't heard anything like that. And other students never know when one student is opted out.
Oh, okay. So it's not a public sort
it's
of thing.
Not public at all.
What do the kids do?
The only thing we need to be public is to get the word out that it's doable.
Yeah, so what do the kids do? They just go to the principal and say...
Well, they can just go to the principal or the principal secretary and say, look, I don't want the military contacting me. Because they do. They'll call them at home. They'll send them all sorts of junk in the mail. We're saving the military money by doing this.
Do you remember the time when it was patriotic to consider joining the military instead of something that has become twisted and sick and disgusting and murderous? Can you remember that? I do. I remember that.
I do. Well, my brother was one of them. I mean, my brother did his 20 years, and fortunately... He retired 2 months before September 11th. It was total luck.
Yeah,
because he would have been in the Pentagon that day.
I hear that. Hey, listen, that's good information. Thanks, Natalie. I appreciate it. All right, you have a nice evening. So if you're a parent of a kid, you know, of course it's your call. If I had children that were approaching the possibility of a draft, oh, my God, I know what I'd be doing. Just let me drop this in, then back to your phone calls. This is from the Associated Press. Listen to this. The United States' image is so tattered overseas 2 years after the Iraq invasion that communist China is now viewed more favorably than the United States in many longtime Western European allies. That's according to an international poll. The poll conducted by the Pew Research for the People and the Press, a very respectable organization. Andrew Kohut, the director of that company, surveyed public opinion in 16 countries. He said, it's amazing when you see the European public rating the United States so poorly, especially in comparison with China. This is true in Britain, France, Spain, the Netherlands. And the United States' favorability rating was lowest among three Muslim nations, which are also viewed as U.S. allies, Turkey, Pakistan, and Jordan. Only about 20% of those polled in those countries viewed the U.S. in a positive light. Is it not just astonishing what this Bush crime family has done to this country? How long do you think it's going to take to repair the damage that these Nazis have done? How long? How long? 10 years? 20? 30? 50? How long is it going to take to repair the damage that the Bush crime family has done? Jesus. Mike is calling from Seattle. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say also really thank you for being there. This past Father's Day was actually a really good one for me. After 10 years of trying to find out what was wrong with me medically, I finally found the medicine that worked.
Oh, well, good.
And it really caused me a lot of problems with being able to speak and without stuttering, stammering, and stuff. And as you can see, I've sort of I'm on the right track.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. But I just want to say thank you to you though, because you're standing up and you're saying the stuff that needs to be said in the way it needs to be said. And you're saying it with the emotion and the vigor and the strength that the American public needs to hear, because this is really a critical time in our country. And for those of us who can't speak, and myself being one of them, when I listened to your show, it was with heartfelt thanks that I say to you that I know that the probably the suits are probably giving you a hard time, and when you say things in the manner in which you
let me make a couple of comments. First, Mike, this radio network has never ever given me a hard time. In fact, the top level executives of this network have encouraged what I do. They have called me up and said great show. They have sent me emails. Never once.
Well, that's wonderful.
It is. Now, let me also say this. I appreciate what you said about, my making a stand. But it's not just me. All you have to do is listen to this program. You're making the stand right now. The people who call this program are just as fiery, just as passionate. The people who send emails, some of which I get to read on the air, I'm just overwhelmed with the emails. I wish I could answer everyone and read them all on the air. So, you know, I said this before. This program is nothing more than a meeting place. We don't offer solutions. There are other radio programs that try to bring up solutions, and I respect those programs and more power to them, but that's not what we're about. What we're about here is to get together in the evening for those who can get together and lament what this crime family has done and to offer support. And out of that, out of those lamentations, out of that support, I think will arise some ideas on how to get our country back. So I appreciate what you're saying about my taking a stand, but I've got to come back and say that everybody who contributes and participates in this program is just as committed, just as fiery, just as pissed off, and just as willing, had they a microphone, to do the same thing. Okay? I do appreciate your comments, so I do.
Well, thank you. And lastly, I just want to say, and more power to all of us then in that case.
There you go.
I just wanted to say that with regards to that child with the child recruitment that the Pentagon is trying to do,
yeah.
I think that the fact that they're distinguishing people by ethnicity is brings me back to what they did during the Vietnam War. When disproportionate numbers of African Americans were sent to the Vietnam War, and nothing, you know, no real protests were in the streets back in the early 60s. It wasn't until the rich kids had to
That
they actually started doing something, and you got stuff like the Weather Underground and stuff like that happening that actually made a difference.
Mike, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you because I got something to say about that. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay. What we're doing is we're taping the entire three-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight. And if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
You just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Jesus. God. All right, I want to go back here to Mike in Seattle, what you just said. I want to expand on it just a little bit. The Pentagon is demanding, among other things, to know the race of these children from whom they're taking all this personal data, and there's obviously reasons for that, because in this society, Latinos, for the most part, Latinos are exceptions. Americans of African descent, the assumption is that these people are more easily preyed upon by offering them in exchange for their life, you know, some kind of trinket. Whatever that trinket is, it might be a $10,000 sign-up bonus. It might be the promise of an education. Of course, if you're dead, you can't be educated. So this is the part that is infuriating. And you are absolutely right about the Vietnam era. White people, especially well-off white, I should qualify that, well-off white people, had the option of not going. A lot of well-off white people felt that they should go, like John Kerry, for example. But the opportunities now in America for education or a job or savings or advancement are becoming so much more remote from the working class, whether it's the middle working class or the poor working class, whatever, that the military wants to present themselves as an option, and they are going to target people based on race, and this is infuriating. It just makes me so angry. Here we go again. You know, we just had a verdict in Mississippi on this piece of this old cracker freak piece of white trash who was complicit in the murder of those three young men 41 years ago. And we're still, the U.S. military is still doing it. They are still going after people who they consider to be less inclined to find some other niche in society. It is so disgusting. I hate this. I hate that. That's what you're referring to, I'm sure, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And you demonstrated that really well in your remarks. I think that Well, put it this way here. I have a 15-year-old, and I'm at this point going to get him his passport. And if I can, you know, I'm trying to save up the money right now. But in the event of that, I've got to flee, in which I feel once this war goes on long enough here, they'll eventually run out of people who are going to volunteer, and they're going to have to go to the draft. And once they do, I'm more than sure that they're going to be coming after my son, but they'll get him over my dead hands, I'll tell you right now. I just would like to encourage everyone that is even considering looking at any of these trinkets that they're putting out in front of them, that, you know, number one, it ain't worth it, and number two, run. You know, get out while you can. Because this is going to become very serious, especially if China buys this UNICAL. If China buys this oil company here, it's going to be a real. Things are going to start to get really hot around here. So anyway, just wanted to say that, Mike, and say thank you for your show. And listen, it's important. I just was saying what I said earlier about that stuff here is big. Because it's important for people to know that their remarks and their efforts are appreciated deeply.
You.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you checking in. James is calling from Wisconsin. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I also wanted to talk about the new recruitment efforts by the military. And this new thing that's been revealed goes so far beyond No Child Left Behind. And under No Child Left Behind, like you just said, you know, the Army wants to present itself as another opportunity or another option, especially as the jobs disappear. And as I understand No Child Left Behind, and I did some research into that as well, was that the military was saying you have to give us the same access as you would give to a college recruiter or to an employment recruiter.
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, that's the new job or training option, provided you survive.
Right.
But the New Deal, I mean, they're working with a private marketing firm out of Wakefield, Massachusetts, called Be Now, to collect this data that goes way beyond what they get from the high schools. They also are collecting data from other sources, including commercial data brokers, state driver's license records, and it says other sources. I'm reading from an article that was on the Seattle Times Online. Beyond that, the Pentagon can share this data with other people outside the military, including law enforcement, state tax authorities, and the Congress.
Well, I've also heard, I've also read that the Internal Revenue Service now is violating its policy that has been in existence, I guess, since there's been an Internal Revenue Service. It is now turning over data on taxpayers to the federal government, the federal law enforcement. You know, I'm sure it has to do with Homeland Security and the psychopathic Chertoff, who now runs Homeland Security. Hold on a second, James. I'll come back. You got a break here. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
Got my long government letters, my time to go. When I got to the Army, found the same old Jim Crow, Uncle Sam says. Two camps for black and white. But when trouble starts, we'll all be in that same big fight.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Age 57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am, H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS Pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money-back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. I'll make a turn for the better. Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition live from Brooklyn. We're taking the show to New York's most populous borough and bringing all your favorites from the Morning Sedition crew with us. Plus, mayoral candidate Gifford Miller, Brooklyn author Nelson George, and rap legend DMC. And as a service to the people of Brooklyn, we're going to figure out who killed Biggie Smalls on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Here we are together. We were on the ball. 26 before the hour. Back to James in Wisconsin. And I've just totally lost my train of thought. Where were we, James?
We were talking about the new Pentagon information mining to recruit our kids. But one thing I wanted to add is that this system also has an opt-out option to it that is truly mind-boggling. And again, I'll read this from the article. Anyone can opt out of the system by providing detailed personal information that will be kept in a separate suppression file. That file will be matched with the full database regularly to ensure that those who do not wish to be contacted are not, according to the Pentagon. Sure, I'm going to hand over the all my personal information to be kept in the unpatriotic traitor file. Oh.
Well, I knew there had to be a catch. That's what I was trying to figure out a couple of phone calls back. I just got an email from one of our listeners named Marla, who said that she had notified me about this a couple of months ago, that nobody at her child's school ever told her there was an opt-out option. And when she contacted the school about that, they gave her some cock and bull story about it was oversight. And next year, which would be the school year coming up, everybody will be notified. But you're saying there is you have
this
to
is in the system that's separate from No Child Left Behind. This is the one that they've launched with these private marketing firms.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
That's the opt-out system for that deal, which nobody's going to know about. Absolutely nobody. The problem with the opt-out for No Child Left Behind is that it differed from school district to school district. I mean, here in southeastern Wisconsin, with friends and kids in a number of different school districts, we were doing research into this. Some school districts had no system whatsoever in place for opting out, let alone to notify parents and students that they could, or that they were even sharing this information with the military.
Right.
But this new system with the private marketing firms, that's even further underground than No Child Left Behind. And I can't imagine that opting out is by actually giving the data they want, handing it over to them voluntarily, and that's called opting out.
Well, now, when you're talking about these private marketing firms, what the hell gives them the right to come into a school and start demanding basic information on your kid, my kid? I mean, what is that?
But they're mining the information out. You know, they take the information that the military already gets from No Child Left Behind, and they're adding to it from, like what this is, they're collecting information from commercial data brokers. People who are out there, you know, taking this info from, you know, if your kid's got an email address and maybe they're doing some chat stuff and they sign up for different accounts on the Internet, and that information is all getting compiled into different commercial databases.
These are vampires, aren't they?
Absolutely.
These vampires are just like vampires. Where in the hell is Buffy when we need her? These are just vampires. Jesus. Well, James, thanks for the heads up on that. I'm sure a lot of parents who are listening right now are considering very carefully what you brought up. Thanks, James.
Thanks to you and Kathy, Mike.
Sure, you got it. Thanks, appreciate it. Kelly is calling from Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You had a caller earlier who you were talking about a lot of the stuff going on, and you had suggested to him, you know, what is it going to take for people, you know, millions of people to take to the streets?
Mm-hmm.
And his immediate response was, you know, another 9/11 attack. And I thought about it listening, and actually the deaths in Iraq, when they reach whatever it is, 2,700, 2,800, that's another 9/11 attack, but it's of Bush's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get people to rally, to take to the streets, I think that would be a good reason to do it.
Well, I wonder about that. The death of one American soldier or one Iraqi civilian as a result of this war is an absolute war crime, because this war was entered into by the Bush administration on the most gross of false pretenses, just lie upon lie upon lie. And I know a lot of people say, well, what about the Gulf of Tonkin resolution back in 1964 or 65 where it concerned Vietnam?
And there is, if you really push it, I guess there is a certain amount of comparison there, but it's very thin as far as I'm concerned. The Bush crime family repeatedly used the 9/11 event in this country to justify an invasion of Iraq. Regarding the Gulf of Tonkin, they never said that it was anything other than a Vietnamese PT boat equivalent who fired on the U.S. Navy. So I don't think the comparison holds up. Since this entire war was based on lies, any death is on the backs, I think, of the Bush crime family. So if that's the long way around of saying if 1,728 deaths haven't done it yet, Kelly, you're saying you think maybe another 2,000? And I'm not trying to be slick with you here. I'm just saying.
We're looking for a rallying point. And, you know, there were a lot of rallies. I went to some of them myself. I was too young for the Vietnam War, but there were a lot of rallies before this war started all over the world and all over our country. And it, you know, you kind of need, like you were talking about, Vietnam took, 4 or 5 years, really?
4 or 5 years before people really poured into the streets in America, right?
Well, you'd have to be very careful how you framed it, but just like you said, you know, they used 9/11 as a rallying point. Well, that's the point it exceeds 9/11. And
if I see what you're saying.
Point, so yeah. Be it. I mean, I'm not saying another 1,000 deaths is okay, but...
Right.
You know, we got to do something. And
I know. And I sometimes wonder every time I say I wonder what it's going to take. I'm not out there trying to lead a demonstration. I'm not trying to organize a million people. So it's almost like, you know, what the hell am I waiting for? What are all of us waiting for? I guess we're waiting for an organization. And what's the group, Kathy, in September that is. United for Peace and Justice, and I think their website is unitedforpeace.org. Is that their website, Kathy? I believe that's it. They have this three-day event coming up, September 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C., and I believe the middle day is going to be the day for what they're hoping will be a massive presence of Americans saying no to this stuff, that it's got to stop. But I sometimes get real freaked out. I don't know if you do, but I get very freaked out when I think, yeah, I sit here and say, what's it going to take? But I'm not out there leading. I'm not organizing. I'm not cranking out the emails saying, let's get together on such and such a date at such and such a place. And that causes me some problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like exactly what you say, you know, it's going to take millions. And you know, I missed the Vietnam protest, but... It's been amazing to watch the turnouts, like in San Francisco and New York and all around before this war, and how the media just basically totally, it's just been stunning.
I know.
So it will take millions.
Yeah, it will. It will. Hey, Kelly, let me leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time and your call tonight, all right?
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. You have a nice evening. I guess what I'm voicing there, just a sense. You ever get it? Just a slight sense of a cop out on my part. Do you ever get that feeling? You know, like okay, yeah, I know something should be done, but I'm not doing anything. Now I guess the face saving answer to that is we are doing something in having these discussions at night, and voicing support for. The event when it starts to occur. I hope. I truly, truly hope. Oh my God, do I hope that when United for Peace and Justice have their demonstration in D.C. Late in September coming, there better not be just 150,000 people there, or 200,000, or 300,000. Because if there is, then I would think it's kind of over. You know what I'm saying? Not that everybody has to be in D.C. D.C., New York, San Francisco, L.A., Atlanta, no matter where it is, Madison, Detroit, St. Louis, wherever. But what else, you know, what else are we going to do? They're setting up the apparatus to truly, without a doubt, no question, turn this country into a fascist police state. It is happening before our eyes. It's happening incrementally, just like it happened in Germany. The state in the 30s, the statements being put out there by members of the Bush crime family are almost identical to the statements put up by the Hitler crime family back in the 30s. Some variations on who the target groups are, but fundamentally, the same use of fear and terror is being used by the Bush crime family the same way the Hitlerians used it against the German people in the 30s. The German people in the 30s were not vicious, blood-sucking cannibals. The people of the United States are not vicious, blood-sucking cannibals. Okay, well, some of us are. But we are manipulable. We are subject to the same sort of manipulation that Goebbels and Himmler and Hitler understood. Now it's Rove and Cheney and Bush and Wolfowitz. They understand the same way Hitler and Goebbels and Himmler understood.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
H57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry. I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am? H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money-back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, quick email here from Lee. Hey, Mike, just wanted to let you know an observation in my neighborhood. I live in the South Bronx, a minority neighborhood, and I see the Army recruiters set up weekly, recruiting poor black and Latino kids. They have no shame to their game. It is funny and sad at the same time because you can see the hypocrisy. But it's even more crazy, it's mostly white guys doing the recruiting. They walk around all pumped up with pride. I just have not come up with the courage to ask them how they have accepted the brainwashing. I'm not sure if it would cost me a beating. I'm old enough to remember Vietnam. I missed it by being 3 years too young. I sweated. I was the firstborn of three children, so I knew I would have had to go if it had lasted long enough. I sit and wait to see if the draft will return. The recruitment shortfalls are an indication that they will have no choice. Lee. Yeah. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah. Thanks to our production crew tonight, the usual gang of highwaymen and outlaws, starting with the crew in New York City, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas, the first two engineered the program, and David, of course, is associate producer and handles your phone calls. Our senior correspondent is Chris from Minnesota. Ben in Elgin, Illinois, handles WhiteRoseSociety.org. where this program and several others are archived. Mark Marshall in New York State is our webmaster, thanks to our moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board. And if you haven't registered, go there. It's a pretty good site. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief, and our executive producer, of course, is Catherine Bay. John is calling from Phoenix. John, welcome to the program.
Mike.
John.
Oh, my phone hit static, and I thought I lost you after waiting all this time, and I got really upset.
I would, too. No, you're here.
Okay. First of all, I'm your vegetarian atheist friend from Phoenix. I've called in before.
Yes, indeed.
I love you, bro.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to add a little bit of levity to the end of this conversation, because I know the show's ending up short.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason Rumsfeld, in his divine brilliance, which I use very liberally,
yeah,
that he didn't think there was going to be guerrilla warfare, is because he thinks all the guerrillas are still in Africa.
Yeah, right.
That man is.
He's very dumb, isn't he? He's just murderous. He's just murderous.
You know, when you call out and you say, "I want O'Reilly" or "I want blah blah blah,"
yeah,
that's the man I want.
Rumsfeld.
Yep. Give me 2 minutes. That's all it will take. Give me five to save.
Give us 2 minutes. We'll give you the world. You know, I used to work at CNN. I think that was our motto there. I don't know. Or is that some other network? I don't know. I don't even remember.
I don't know. TV disgusts me anymore.
Yeah, well, it is designed to make us all forget. That's all it is. That's all it is. I appreciate the fact that that my producer, Kathy, also happens to be my wife, still has the... clarity of mind to use television to get some of the sound that we use. You know, she tapes it. She doesn't sit there during the day, but she'll tape it. But when we come in here at night, she has to wade through this hip-deep excrement in order to find the sound bites that she thinks is most effective. And, I agree with you. Television is just horrifying. It's awful. It's disgusting. Thank God for HBO, huh?
Right. I can't afford that because I'm an actual working-class American.
Well, I still am, too, but I will tell you what. I will have my HBO because if I don't get a chance to see Curb Your Enthusiasm, I just have a nervous breakdown. If you don't know what that is, you ought to get it, and you ought to get HBO. Surely they'll have a special in your area where you can get it, like, for a month free.
Oh, yeah, they have that all the time.
Right. Curb Your Enthusiasm is... you know, it's Larry David, the guy that did Seinfeld. But since it's on HBO, you know, their choice of language is, let's say, very, very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm. Never mind. Now, where were you?
No problem. I just wanted to make two quick points before I could let you go.
Okay, go, go.
My first point is all of your listeners, especially Windows listeners, should do a Google search on the word carnivore. It was a FBI made program that searched everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They say it's gone. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
And the second one is, when are you coming to Phoenix, bro? We had Franken. We had Randy Rhodes. We even had Ed Schultz. If you've talked to your people and they like you, they should send you on a countrywide tour. You don't even have to pay for a place to stay. I'll let you stay in my pad.
Well, we're gonna do. I think we're gonna go to Miami. I think we're gonna go to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Air America would pick up the expenses in a heartbeat. The problem is, and this is a legitimate problem. We have a 11 month old.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of difficult to travel with her, and Kathy and I have to travel together. Well, we don't have to. I mean, she could stay here, and I could come out by myself. But she is as much a part of this.
Yeah, but you don't want to get away from an 11-month-old.
No, I don't. I love the kid, and Kathy's as much a part of this program as I am. Just nobody
Absolutely.
Ever hears her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem right now. Is just the travel arrangements, and we're not okay at this point with taking off for a long weekend and leaving our kid here in Atlanta. You know, no matter how competent a sitter we would find, we're just not okay with that yet. You know what I'm saying?
I understand completely. But
I would love to come out there at some point, and I'm sure we will. I used to be footloose and fancy free like my good friend Randy, and, I was glad to hear she was out there because I know there's a huge conservative base in Phoenix that... I'm sure Randy just did tap dances on their foreheads the whole time she was out there.
Well, the funny thing was, I was listening to her show today, and she was saying how much of a gay experience she had as far as homosexual every place she went to. And I've lived here, I'm 26 years old, I've lived here my whole life, and
yeah.
I've never even seen the depths that her and...
you got to get out. You got to get out more, John. Hey, I got to leave it there. Thanks, John. Appreciate you checking in. And thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight. Appreciate it very much. Even you right-wing lurkers. Keep hanging around. Eventually, we're going to snag your ass and turn you into normal human beings. I'll see you tomorrow night. We have a good show planned for you tomorrow night. So I'll see you then. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There, thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. it's Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't,